So as a result, you'll actually see decreased inflammation. And this was studied initially in scleroderma in their phase one clinical trials, and then subsequently in phase two and phase three, it was studied in systemic lupus. In the TULIP-2 pivotal trial that led to the FDA approval in 2021, when patients were put on anifrolumab plus standard of care versus placebo plus standard of care and followed over 52 weeks, you can see a nice separation between the graphs that were statistically significant. And the time to flare in lupus patients when they were on background anifrolumab with their background medications was lower compared to placebo plus background therapy.